There's millions of dollars in stimulus and infrastructure funds coming from the federal government in Albany's direction. Some will go to our schools, some to the county, and a large amount to the city. How will it be spent? We weigh in on an early discussion at a recent South End collaborative meeting on Zoom, where the city's committee co-chair for these matters, Jacqueline Hoke, was the first to speak.
Jacqueline, I know that people are very curious about what you're doing. Are you in a position to tell us much today?
Good morning, everyone. We're still in a pretty much information and data drip here between the federal government and I would assume City Hall, and just like most cities across and counties, or I should say municipal organizations across the country, are just waiting to get final determination on uses and what could be done, you know, and final acknowledgement of, you know, what needs to be delivered back up the chain here. So I think that everything that we know thus far is coming at us as it comes out. And, you know, I think in terms of what has been announced is pretty much the extent of what me and the co-chair knows. We have jointly with the mayor, Mayor Sheehan, you know, developed a committee, and that should be getting confirmed and announced shortly. And to this point, that's kind of where we're at. Outside of the obvious of what the mayor said at her speech about the funds, that all remains to be the same. You know, the city is at a big deficit. So basically, in terms of the deficit that exists with the city's budget, on top of the loss of tax revenue and the loss of staff and an ability to, you know, really execute services, a large percentage of that funding will be going directly towards municipal services and making sure that the city is clean, it's being serviced by the different departments, and that the departments are in position to execute effectively. Beyond that, the budget in terms of what we can invest in and what we do is still, again, back to my initial point of understanding what the ability to use the fund and uses of funds are, that is still to be determined. So what I do know is that the mayor is really looking forward to putting this capital into communities that have been grossly affected, not just by COVID, but historical systematic oppression and racism. So the initiatives that will be coming out will have a strong focus on the core neighborhoods that obviously have been affected over the years, not just last year, and making sure that that is being done in an equitable way. Also, I just want to also reiterate, I'm sorry to cut anybody off, but, you know, I think the question was posed by Ms. Washington about the county's funding, which is also, I'm pretty sure they're in the same boat as a city, but, you know, I think there could be some understanding of what is going on with that as well, because I think that's going to be, you know, some good, another pool of resources as, you know, the other cities and or towns in the county probably don't have the same or if not different issues that the city has. So just throwing that out there as well.
So we have Sonia Frederick here, who's a member of the city council, and also Sam Fine, a county legislator. Let's hear first from Sonia.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Everything Jacqueline says is pretty spot on there. He did make an important point that the funds need to cover the losses we had from last year. And the other part of that, it's in addition to years going forward. So any projected losses we have, I think over the next, I think it's three or five, it's one of the two years, we're supposed to use those funds to cover. So a portion of those funds will be going towards those losses and those projections of losses, but then there is still going to be a good amount of money that's going to be invested in the communities. So still a work in progress, but really looking forward to seeing those initiatives that come out of this.
Sam Fine, do you have anything that you can tell us about the county process?
And I wish I had some more information to give also on what the process is going to look like. But at this point, we still don't know yet. And I think we're still waiting for some of the details. But hopefully next week, I'll be able to have some more information. But we're getting $59.25 million. It's not quite as much as the city of Albany, but still a lot of money. Some will, of course, go towards stabilizing finances, as Sonia stated will happen with the city. But I think there should be a lot of money to go towards community programs and to address the inequities that exist. Yeah, I'll just add that I think that, I'd like to see the county and the city, work together on a lot of these things. There's a lot of issues there where I think they'll overlap, that it'll make sense for the county and the city to get involved. For example, housing, I think it could make a lot of sense to use some of that money to rehabilitate vacant and abandoned buildings, to create home ownership opportunities for people who have been left out, to make sure the community members can purchase those homes. And that's an area where the county and city right now are both have roles in. So.
Hey, Tom, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I think it's probably, it might be for Jacqueline or Sonia or Sam. What's your confidence level that you will, in fact, be able to have influence, and that once again, the underserved are not going to be left out, and it's not going to be, we'll get the crumbs as opposed to some of the cream?
Yeah, I'll jump on that. I think that as you know, Rev, I'm not in the business of eating crumbs anymore, and making sure that our neighborhood is served its full entree that it deserves. And I think that from what I've been told, and from not just this conversation, because this is just the beginning, I don't think this is it, right? Like, there's a whole large group in the private sector that is carrying some responsibility, and they're actually very interested in putting their foot forward and not just leaving it on the city's dime or the city staff or the city budget. And so, more importantly, I told Kathy, I said, the biggest thing, that's missing in our city, especially, our neighborhoods, Arbor Hill, West Hill, South End, is the first money in. And historically, that first money in is the crumbs, and the crumbs can't get you anything but crumbs. And so I've also leveraged this conversation personally, and I'm just kind of speaking on my own terms. I'm not speaking in relation to this committee, but on my end, I've been pushing this ball with the private sector, the larger corporations, a couple banks, on the other end, to say, it is no longer okay for you guys to sit on the sideline and wait for the city to make the decisions. Because today, if you add it all up, it's $100+ million coming to the city. But this is a $64 billion generating, annual GDP area.
David Easton has his hands up. And?
Hey, yep, hello. Morning, everybody. Joaquin and Sam, I was curious if in both either the two different separate pools of money, if there's any sort of transparency requirement in terms of, real-time publishing of where money goes, or if that's in conversations in the committees and things like that. I feel like that, is one great mechanism or tool to really instill trust in the process. I'm just curious if there's any mandate for that, or what the conversation currently is about, like in reference to that.
I'm not sure, but there definitely should be. I mean, there is transparency when it comes to some level of transparency when it comes to any way that government spends money, but I don't specifically know. I think we're all still waiting on the details on how this money is supposed to be spent, but I assume if in the county that it will go through the standard budget process. So the county legislature will have to, you know, appropriate funds. I think a lot of it comes to how much of an effort we make to actually include the community in the process, because the regular budget process is, you know, officially transparent, but I'm guessing most people don't really know what's going on. So
this has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.